From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. The owner of Arcata Bar Sidelines and Toby and Jack's plans to appeal a state decision to revoke his liquor licenses. The two bars have come under fire from the state after an investigation early last year revealed alleged sales of cocaine, ecstasy, and other drugs in the establishments. The Redwood Times reporting bartenders, including the daughter of liquor licensee Salvatore Costanzo, were accused of facilitating drug sales and allowing dealers to use the bars as a venue for transactions. State Alcohol and Beverage Control Department refusing to back down from demanding revocation of the licenses, even after a state appeals board called for a lighter penalty earlier in the year. A man's body was found inside a vehicle off Highway 299 south of Burnt Ranch. A California Highway Patrol saying a Caltrans worker saw fresh tire tracks going down a 400-foot embankment where the car was discovered upside down in a creek. Previously, it had thought to have been abandoned. Planning and Building Department's developing a master plan for the McKinleyville Town Center, and they're looking for input. There's a short survey. The 2002 McKinleyville Community Plan, developed with the input of local residents, calls for the creation of a unique identity for McKinleyville through the development of a town center. The plan envisions a community focal point containing shops and workplaces, parks, walking and biking paths, and civic facilities. And with the survey, the Planning and Building Department, in partnership with the McKinleyville Municipal Advisory Committee, is formally kicking off the town center planning process. Well, new laws approved by the California legislature this year will affect roadway safety in several ways, including increased distracted driving penalties, peace officer use of deadly force, bicycle turning movements, and more. Under license points for distracted driving, starting July 1st, 2021, a new law will levy an additional penalty on a driver found in violation of California's hands-free law. Also, a point will be added onto a driver's record for each hands-free violation occurring within 36 months of a prior conviction of the same offense. Under peace officer use of deadly force, beginning January 1st, next year, the new law revises the standards for use of deadly force by police officers. The use of deadly force is justifiable when the officer reasonably believes it's necessary. A new law amends the reasonable force standard to objectively reasonable force. Also, traffic control devices. The new law allows bicycles to travel straight through a right or left-hand turn only while at an intersection if an official traffic control device indicates the movement is permitted. The Department of Transportation will be required to develop standards to implement the provisions of that law. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.